Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's Recovery Week 1. The world situation as the indicator of God's move on earth, the vision of world history from Christ's ascension to the end of this age, the spreading of the truths of the Lord's recovery as a preparation for his coming back, and persevering in prayer while discerning the signs of the times. Wednesday related verses. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay by the breath of his mouth, and bring to nothing by the manifestation of his coming. Daniel chapter 2 verses 34 and 35. You were watching until a stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the image at its feet of iron and clay, and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. This man, delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you, through the hand of lawless men, nailed to a cross and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, since it was not possible for him to be held by it. Matthew chapter 21, verses 42 through 44. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, this has become the head of the corner? This was from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you that the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and you shall be given to a nation producing its fruit. And he who falls on this stone shall be broken to pieces. But on whomever it falls, it shall crush him to powder and scatter him like chaff." Suggested reading. Antichrist will be the man of sin. Paul's word concerning this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 must refer to the book of Daniel. Antichrist will be a lawless person. The entire world today is heading in the direction of lawlessness. Lawlessness is everywhere. Because Antichrist will be the representative of lawlessness and even its totality, the Bible calls him the Lawless One. Because he will be so sinful and lawless, he will become the son of perdition, who will perish in an extraordinary way. He will be defeated by the Lamb, seized and thrown alive into the lake of fire. Europe, in the consummation of the fulfillment of the vision concerning the great human image in Daniel chapter 2, is more vitally crucial than any other country and race. The crushing of the 2 feet of the great human image will be the crushing of the entire human government. The periods of history signified by the head, the breast and the arms, the abdomen and the thighs, and the legs have been fulfilled. But the 10 toes have not been fulfilled. When the Lord comes to crush human government, he will crush the feet with the 10 toes. This will be the crushing of the entire image from the head to the feet. As the stone, Christ was not cut out with human hands, as indicated by without hands in chapter 2, verses 34 and 45. He was cut by God through his crucifixion and resurrection. Through his crucifixion, he was cut by being put to death. And in his resurrection, he was cut out to be first, the cornerstone for the building up of the church, and the crushing stone to destroy the totality of human government. At his appearing as the stone cut out not by human hands, Christ will crush the great image from the toes to the head. This means that he will strike the 10 kings with Antichrist. Revelation chapter 19 speaks of the war between Christ and Antichrist. With Christ, there will be his newly married bride, composed of the overcomers. And with Antichrist, there will be the 10 kings with their armies. This war will be a fighting of the earth against the heavens, of man against God. Christ will defeat and destroy Antichrist and the 10 kings. According to Daniel chapter 2, this will entail the crushing of the entire human image from the toes to the head. Verses 34 and 35a say, "A stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the image at its feet of iron and clay, and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found." This signifies the complete destruction of all human government, from Nimrod to Antichrist. Human government will therefore be terminated by Christ at his appearing as the God-cut stone. The great human image will be replaced with a great mountain, signifying the eternal kingdom of God, which will fill the whole earth. This means that after Christ comes to crush the aggregate of human government, he will usher in the eternal kingdom of God on earth.